Yep.
Everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles. Title.
How are you feeling tonight, Miles? I read earlier on the book that you were going into the grab bag of leftover prescriptions and just taking random pills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm feeling, I'm hearing colors and stuff. Yeah.
So what's the problem? What's the problem? Why did you need to delve into the med bag for?
I volunteered my kids and I to help with like a community cleanup project.
Okay, so you can't even mow your own grass.
And I'm like really regretting it now. I'm really, really regretting it.
Because, of course, you had to work because there were other people who were counting on you, and they were right there.
Yeah.
And possibly some of them had, like, thongs on and were bending over a lot, so did not want to leave the area.
No,
so.
Actually, no.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I'm surprised.
No thongs, no. Nothing like that.
I guess it's a little cold for that this time of year.
A lot of just physical man work, you know, just man on man work, you know. Just.
And that's not what you're used to, so.
No, I'm not used to that, no.
So you're hurting today because of all your physical labor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh.
So what hurts the most?
But I'll be okay.
What hurts the most?
Pretty much just my lower back right now.
Well, that could just be from holding up that giant torso of yours and your giant melon.
I really haven't had this much back pain since, like, you know, before I lost, you know, 40 pounds, you know, or something, you know.
Yeah.
And it's come back on me.
You're not getting any younger, you know.
When
you hit 50, you got to kind of slow down a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta slow that roll, Miles. Come on.
You should have got the stick with the nail on the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
Pick up your garbage rather than bending over so much.
Yeah, I bent over too much. I feel it today.
Oh, my goodness. So what did you take? Man. Could you tell what pill you took or whatever?
I don't know. I was oval, and I don't know.
It's Viagra. It's a
No.
My back is still killing me, but I've been playing with myself for the last 3 hours.
Why does these enhancement commercials? It's like some guy, like some cowboy, like herding sheep or, you know, cows or something, and all that. Like, what does this have to do with like taking a Viagra pill? I don't get.
Well, because they rub their nuts on that saddle all day, and after about, you know, a couple decades of that, it kind of ruins everything. You know what I mean?
I want to see a guy like go to a titty bar, or, you know, get a lap dance or something. That's the commercial. I mean, would make sense to me. I mean, that's some guy, you know, rancher. I don't know.
That's right. Since Viagra, I take two chicks.
I don't know. I just don't get that, man. Like, well, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's family-friendly, you know, visuals for the problem, I guess. You're still a man, even though you're taking it, you know what I mean?
You're a man.
Something like that.
I mean, if they're going to do that, let's just show, you know, some guy schlepping around a sack of mail or something, you know, it's like, hey, you know.
You've been picking on Manny a lot here lately. Is this another one of those?
I've been sticking stuff in a bunch of boxes, and I'm not getting rewarded, I'm telling you right now.
what do you got against the mailman?
I like the mailman. Come on. No, I was picking on Smidge, and then he, you know, got all... Because I know Manny can take it, because he's a man. He can take it.
Oh, okay. No problem. I wonder, and I was wondering what the deal was.
It's all good.
Did you send him his present after the hurricane?
Not yet. No.
Oh, God, you're so fucking lazy.
I'm making it more of like a Christmas thing, I think.
Oh, okay, you're saving up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because then he's going to be like, well, what's this? Then
I got to get out to get that bag of pork rinds I meant to send him as well. So.
And then, like, you know, if it is Christmas, he'll feel like reciprocating. He'll be like, well, now I got to run out and get, you know, Miles this really cool Bears thing, I guess.
Well, you just say, I'll take 10% of your tips.
That's what yeah, basically, yeah. Right?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Does he get tipped? I don't know.
I think out east they tip the mailman. That's a...
I think you can. I think you... I don't know. Can
I? And here in the Midwest, we have never, that I know of, ever tipped the mailman. Now, I remember...
Yeah.
When I was a kid a long time ago, we had a mailman who was a World War II vet who had no voice box, and he talked, you know, like on South Park, the dude that holds the thing up. He talked like that. That was our...
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. It's true. Oh, my God.
He goes, hello, hello. He had one of those things that he held up to his throat. I wish I could remember his name. He was a really nice guy, but, you know, he come whenever I was a kid, he scared the crap out of me because he'd come up, hello, I have a piece of mail for you.
Is your mom home?
That's right.
Yeah, she is, sir.
But he wore the hat and everything. He always had. He was always like a man in uniform for the mail service. You know what I mean? He didn't skimp at all. He was all, yeah. He was all pressed and ready to go because he was. I'm guessing he was a World War II vet because of the timing and everything. But yeah, he had the voice box thing. It was creepy as all shit.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and my mom used to give him like food, you know, at Christmas time. So.
Yeah.
She'd make fudge or whatever when she, but no money.
No money.
Well, yeah, I've talked about how cheap my mother is. So.
No money, sir. No.
No, we're not going to give any money. But here's a big tin of fudge. You can keep it. Bring the tin back.
Yeah.
You're used to carrying things. Here you go.
My son won't eat He'll eat his portion.
Yeah, eat his portion. Here you go. Here's some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Nana sent these, and little Bob won't eat them. So here you go.
So yeah, he was like, whoa. I'd be yelling, the mailman's here, the mailman's here. Why is he coming to the door?
The mailman.
Hello.
That is weird.
It was. It was freaky. I'm like, ooh.
Are you a Cylon? What are you?
That's right. This is before the Cylons even, so.
Exterminate.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. Mr. McFeely. I can't remember his name. But
where are the superior beings?
I just remember he always wore the hat that's kind of like a cop hat, but it was a mailman's hat. And he had a mustache. And he wore glasses, and they were the black frame kind of military issue type glasses.
Yeah. Total badass.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he was really skinny, and he had that thing he had to stick to his throat. But other than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Total badass. Other than being a bit of a, you know, skinny guy with this, you know. Total badass. Otherwise, total badass.
That is weird.
Oh, yeah.
That freaked me out.
But, you know, he was probably, I can remember him into, like, junior high. And then I think he retired. And after that, I either wasn't paying much attention or I don't remember the mailman ever coming to the door very much after that, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, you figure no tip. They're like, well,
that's right. Just throw their mail in the driveway.
Yeah, there you go, cheap
fuckers.
Asses.
There you go. No, we had a mailbox. We were rural route, so.
Oh, yeah.
We lived in a rural. It was a rural route until I went to, after I got out of college, I think.
Yeah.
Then they finally, like, made everybody get house numbers and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were rich. We had a box at the post office.
Well, you were rich, that's for sure.
We were very rich.
Yeah, I don't know how far you've fallen since then, but your dad
not anymore. No, yeah, I don't.
Your dad is working hard to bring in that cash.
Yeah,
he was ripping off old ladies left and right.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah,
it's true.
That's true.
Yeah. So I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's weird, man.
But he worked hard at it, though. I bet so.
Yeah.
Just saying. But, so you're gonna be okay? I mean,
what's, No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
You gonna call in sick tomorrow or something or what?
No, I gotta work hard, man. It's like Thanksgiving week coming up here, and I gotta, you know, hit it. I gotta hit it so we can quit it.
You gotta hit it so you can quit it. I thought maybe you'd just make it take the whole week off, you know?
No, come on. No.
Yeah.
I gotta work, yeah.
Take off, you know. Maybe work a little on Tuesday and that'll be it for the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, actually, speaking of work, I was thinking of a work story here, actually, that you reminded me of something that happened last week. And,
oh, yeah? What's that?
And I alluded to this on Facebook a little bit, but I ran into some dick that used to do business where I was.
Oh, yeah, you told me. You were all upset, and I didn't know who it was. So.
I mean, it was a mutual disrespect, like me and this guy. I haven't really, you know, seen this guy in several years, but, you know, he was.
Is that your father-in-law? I was thinking.
No.
When you said mutual disrespect, I thought maybe.
No, he's a very nice guy. No.
I know, I'm just joking.
No, I don't know if you remember a long time ago, I had this coworker, you know, let's call him Timmy. You know, Timmy's like, hey, that guy doesn't like you.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I go, why? Well, I don't know. He said you kind of talked down to him or something. And I'm like, I did? He's like, yeah, he don't like you. And like the guy would always like come in and like avoid me and like go straight to Timmy for help, you know, getting his auto parts.
Timmy
and stuff.
was talking some shit about you. That's probably what the deal was.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay, well, one day, you know, Timmy quit.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Timmy. So now, you know, then I had to deal with the guy.
Who's got to deal with him? That's right.
And then I said, hey, listen, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I go, you know, we got started off on a bad foot. Can I, you know, here's my hand. You know, I like to shake hands. And he goes, no, you blew it. I won't shake. Do you remember this? Do you remember
yes,
this story?
I do remember this story, yes.
He
held a hard grudge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what exactly I did, but I blew it.
You probably just didn't like the way you looked.
I did do what?
He doesn't like the way you look.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like you.
You remind me of my first wife.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. I'd like to kill you.
Especially whenever you don't shave.
Sorry, I hadn't really seen the guy in like, you know, 5 or 6 years or whatever it's been now. And,
yeah.
And I swear, I know this was him, man. It was like Khan and Chekhov meeting each other, you know, and like Wrath, you know, part two.
Right.
I go into this food place, if you will.
Diamond Dave's.
No, it was not. It was just a place to pick up food. I was getting some carry out food.
Chinese place.
And this son of a bitch is working there. I know it's him. I know it. Oh, I know it.
Oh, nice.
And this guy's being all syrupy nice. Oh, sir, this is really hot food. Be careful. Don't burn yourself. It's really, really hot. It's really hot.
It's got my hot jizz in it.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, this guy's over the top. You know, please be careful. Please, please.
I saw your name on the ticket, so I added a little extra special something in your egg.
Oh, my God. It was all I could do to hold back. I'm like, oh.
You should have said, no, you blew it.
You blew it, fucker. Yeah. I should have said, hey, let's shake on it.
Yeah, let's shake on it, man.
Hey, great, great pasta. Why don't you shake my hand? Oh, my God. Why didn't I? Well, I would have got. Oh.
Good job, Frankie or whatever his name is.
I never forget a thing. Mr. Chuckle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like that. Oh, my God. I knew it was his dick. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this guy. I hate. I know the guy that owns it. I just want to go up to him and go, listen, this guy's a fucking dick.
Yeah. Was he the manager or something?
He's a fucking ass. No, he's just some counter help cocksucker. Fuck. He's a 50-year-old cocksucker is what he is.
Oh, my God.
Making $7 an hour, man. He can kiss my ass, son of a bitch.
What are you all worried about? Jesus.
I fucking hate this guy. I hate this guy. Hate. Hate.
They need to let go sometime, you know what I mean?
This is like Osama bin Laden working at a, you know, at a place. You need to be like, oh my God, what? Why God? Why him? You know? All right, just pick your worst enemy, you know? I mean, just pick like your worst freaking enemy.
I don't know. That's
I know you've got enemies. I know you've got enemies, man. I know.
Well, that's true. But they usually change over. You know what I mean? So.
Oh man, yeah. This hate has not gone away in my eyes.
And then I just forget about it, and I move on. That's what I do. I forget and I move on, and then I get a new enemy, and then that becomes my enemy, and then I hate them, and then I move on. So.
I have an enemies list, and it doesn't pretty much change. It's pretty much, I mean, names get added to it, but names don't drop off unless you're actually dead.
Oh, even the dead ones drop off? Come on.
Well, only if you're dead. Only if it's confirmed that you are dead, then you will drop off my enemies list. But
I have to go to your funeral and see your cold, dead body, and I touch you.
Like when my former neighbor died, you know.
Well, the cancer one, yes.
Yeah, the one cancer. That was going to sue me and all this stuff. And thank God, you know, God listened to my prayers and took her prematurely of cancer, and because she deserved it.
Miles.
She's a bitch.
Yeah. She's that in the 50 packs a day she was smoking, but that
No, I had nothing to do with it, man. Nice. I prayed to Jesus every day for that, man. It was paid back in aces, man. Boom. So
that's why I always tell people not to get you mad because you'll wish cancer on them and they'll die.
I didn't wish cancer necessarily, but I just said, Lord, take her somehow by your hand. And it happened.
Oh,
it took about
goodness.
A year and a half of, like, daily prayer, but, man, it just, like, boom.
God. You're like,
oh, my God.
Please.
That was so fulfilling when that happened. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go dance on her grave? Did you?
I don't know where it is. I would like to know where it was because I would just love, I would piss on it. I would. I would, man.
Oh, my God, you're horrible.
I would, that old bitch. I'd like, oh, my God. She was going to sue me. This freaking lady's going to sue me.
Well, I mean, was it deserved? I mean, what did you do?
No, I did because I didn't park my car in my garage. You're going to sue me?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was kind of
because my bushes are a little bit too high and they don't meet with your high standards. You're going to sue me because I might have a pile of dog ass in my yard and, you know, it's more than you can handle. So you're going to sue me?
Yeah, no, I could see your point. I couldn't live next to you either, but that's...
but you're not going to sue somebody. I mean,
no, I just ignore you. It's like I ignore my neighbors.
You're going to sue me? My God. Yeah, that old witch died, thank God.
No, I just ignore them.
Which, I mean, that signals to me that hell isn't full yet, apparently, because that's where that witch is right now.
Oh, my gosh.
That old witch.
You got a lot of anger with your medicine tonight.
I hope her and Hitler are having a glass of tea together. I mean, that's what I hope. That old witch.
Oh, my gosh.
And this guy can join him as far as I'm concerned, this jackass.
Oh, jeez Louise.
This minimum wage son of a bitch can join him. I don't care, man.
Well, speaking of minimum wage.
Yeah.
There's my segue right there. I was recently out of town for work, you know, for business. And I was staying at the hotel, and I wake up early. And so normally I just go into work early.
Yeah.
But whenever I go out of town, I mean, regular people don't get started the same time I do. And so I kind of had time, and I was kicking around, you know, waiting around the hotel. I got all ready to go and packed up all my stuff, and I was just waiting for time to pass.
Yeah.
So I could leave and get my day started. And
yeah.
I happened to turn on Showtime 2.
Okay.
And guess what movie was on?
If you say Weekend at Bernie's, I'm going to scream like a little girl.
No, thankfully it was not Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, okay. What was it?
It was Car Wash.
Car Wash.
Working at the Car Wash. I haven't seen that movie in forever, and I'm like, wow, Car Wash is on, so I got to watch about half of it. And I'm like, wow, you know, Car Wash was a lot better when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because it really sucked watching it again.
Yeah. We've got George Carlin, Richard Pryor.
Yeah, Richard Pryor was good still. Carlin wasn't really as interesting. I mean, maybe I didn't catch the good Carlin part. I don't know. It was already started, but it just started, and then...
Yeah.
You know, he was a cab driver. But anyway, and Ivan Dixon from Hogan's Heroes was on it, and Bill Duke from Predator, you know.
Oh, yeah, he
was on. Melanie Mayeron from 30-something was in it. And a host of others. What was this guy's name? What was the Puerto Rican guy? I'm trying to remember his name. But anyway, he was on there. But I'm like, it really was kind of slow.
Yeah.
I'm like, we've been so spoiled with movies over the years. When I was a kid, I remember watching Car Wash thinking it was the coolest, hippest kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because I lived out in the country, you know, so I didn't really see any, you know. The Car Wash to me was fantasy land, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because, I mean, there was the diversity. I lived in cornfields, right?
Yeah.
There was no diversity in my life growing up, you know, other than the mailman with his da da da.
You were attending KKK meetings. Picture in my head, I guess, is what you're trying to allude to.
Just saying that I had a very white existence until I got into college.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Actually, until I got into the workforce.
No.
I'm from Decatur, but I didn't live in Decatur. I lived outside Decatur. And so Decatur is a very diverse community, but if you go outside Decatur, not so much.
Yeah.
So, and that's where I went to school and everything, was in the rural parts around Decatur, so.
Yeah.
So just like I loved, you know, Sanford and Son and Good Times and Jefferson's and all this was my diversity, because there was no diversity in my world, you know.
Yeah.
For real, I had fantasy diversity.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go.
I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you that.
I'm admiring your honesty. I'm just listening. I'm enjoying
it. You know, and so Car Wash I thought was cool because there's all these people that lived in the city, and I had no clue about the city. So, you know, but then watching it now all these years later, I was just kind of like, well, you know what, this wasn't as interesting as I thought it was.
Yeah, it wasn't like as hip as you thought it was.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Mouse Ears guy was very funny, and it all... I watched it until I had to go, and I was like, oh, damn, I'm not going to be able to see the end of this.
Isn't there something like one of his buddies steals a hat or something, and he looks in the window and scares a girl or something, she's taking a piss
The Melanie Mayron, actually, so... She was the little redheaded woman on 30-something, so...
Yeah.
Anyway... So, but that's not the funny thing. I just tell a backstory here. So I had to leave, right? If you remember, there's like this one big guy who has sex with the hooker that's hanging out around there.
I don't really. There was a
lady, a hooker that was kind of hanging out, and all the guys were talking about her, and no one knew if she was really a hooker or not. And this big guy, like really big, tall black guy. He starts going and talking to her, and the next thing you know, they're going into a back room, and they don't show anything, but they insinuate that he does her, so he spends his paycheck or whatever. And but the hilarious thing was that guy, right? I get downstairs to check out. That guy's behind the counter.
All right, here we go.
I swear to God, it was that guy. But obviously it couldn't have been, because that movie's like 35 years old, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, wow, this guy looks just like the dude that was in the movie.
Sir, this is going to sound completely crazy.
Are you the son of the guy in Car Wash? That's what I wanted to ask. Oh my gosh.
That sounds a little, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Well, it's not. It would have been the same. The guy looked just like David Duke. I mean, what's the difference? You know what I mean? This guy just looks like this other guy.
I'm just glad you weren't watching The Warriors or something.
Hey,
you look the
just
guy
like...
with the clinking beard thing. Yeah. Like, ching, ching.
Warriors!
About to play!
No, but I'm like, this is just so weird. I mean, it's just like a moment. I had to like do a double take. I'm like, I'm checking out of room 204.
Oh, ma'am, I was just watching. He was eating Gilbert's grapes.
That's right.
Gilbert grape, and
you look just like.
Would you be the mama in that? I was just wondering.
No, he said, just leave the keys on the counter.
Just leave the keys on the counter. Get the hell out of here.
That's right. Get the hell out of here. I'm like, dude.
dude, you know what you look like, sir?
Mm-hmm. It just was this weird, like, parallel. I mean, yeah, you know,
yeah.
If he would have got out of his little hotel getup, which he was barely wearing because he's such a big person.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the fantasy for Bob.
No, and he would have put on the hat like the dude was wearing. I'm like, that's the dude.
Oh, I thought you were picturing him, like, unclothed or something.
No.
I didn't know where you were going with this.
Oh, my goodness. What the hell are you thinking?
I don't know. Your choice of words, not mine.
Okay. No, I didn't say anything about being naked. Come on.
Well, if I could get him out of that uniform he was wearing, I'd like to. Oh.
I was just awestruck by the. I'm like, is your father in car wash? How did you get here in Missouri? That's what I wanted to know.
You could be a movie star, sir.
Well, did pretty good, you know.
Why don't you see the keys in the counter, kid?
That's right. Get the hell out of here.
We'll luminol the room later. How's that?
Luminol the room. Oh my goodness.
Gosh. Car wash.
Car wash. Woo. But you remember that movie, don't you?
I do. I mean, God, I haven't seen it in, like, forever. But yeah, I mean, it's not
such
a movie they play very often, you know, like, never, you know.
I had such fond memories of that movie until this last thing here, so.
Don't you hate that, though? Like, you ever, like, try to, like, show your kid something, like, oh, I saw this when I was your age, let's watch it, and you're like, this sucks, man.
Yeah, A-Team. I did that with my son with the A-Team, yes.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, it's so cool, B.A. and,
yeah,
you know, like, everybody, and Colonel Kurtz or whatever, and.
Hannibal
or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, he didn't like the A-Team. It was
stupid.
Yeah, basically.
It was really stupid, Dad.
And that
really
was the last time I've showed him anything old like that. That wasn't, like, super cool. You know what I mean? Only, like, mildly cool. I'm never going to watch Cool Hand Luke with him because he's just going to tear that apart, you know? So.
Yeah, better not. Yeah. You better. I remember I did show my kids. I know this is really probably not right, but I showed them, like, the Up in Smoke, you know. And,
oh yeah, Cheech and Chong, yeah.
And then like later, like I don't know if it was gonna be shown on TV or something. And my wife's like, "Oh, turn that off. Those kids aren't gonna watch that."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oops, too late." Too late.
It's you, though.
Too late.
Your kids watch everything.
They do. They don't care.
Hey, we're getting Unscrambled Porn Channel. Oops.
Let's watch Monsters Ball again. God, no.
Let's watch Crocodile Blondie for the 30th
Crocodile
time.
Crocodile Blondie.
We're getting the Unscrambled Porno Channels, kids.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Nope. That's what you do. That's what you're always doing. The poor kids.
Yeah. No, they don't watch that.
Oh, sure. That's what you.
They like violent movies. They're into violent movies. They'll.
Like what? Like Walking Dead right now is very violent.
Yeah, they love violence. Yeah, but something like even remotely comes on the TV, like they'll just switch it. Like they think it's like, oh, this is getting kind of hot and heavy. We're not going to watch this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh yeah, they're very embarrassed. Like, oh, I'm not watching this.
Well, that's because they have to watch you and your wife getting it on half the time in the house.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You guys are on the couch,
dry humping and everything.
Ooh.
They're like, oh, geez, get a room, come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. My back, you're going to have to be on top, honey. I'll dry hump you from you being...
My lover must be on top.
Yeah, you guys are like... Yep. Like Morticia and Gomez Adams, but you know, for the teens.
I was thinking more like that character Will Ferrell did on SNL, where he's there, you know, he's with the beard and mustache. My lover, we make sweet, beautiful love. Then he's like, "Oh my back!" Heard that guy? He did some kind of character like that.
I never watched SNL during those days, I guess.
Oh, sorry.
I only watched it when it was good, back in the 70s.
Oh, here we go. Okay. All right, here we go.
And a little bit in the mid 80s. And that's
about Yeah, here we go.
I had to keep up with everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I watched it in 75, you know what I'm saying?
He's got time for car wash, but he doesn't have time for anything else, folks.
I was waiting. And then I went and I was going to get donuts, and my donut place in Jefferson City was closed. And I was like, fuck!
Wah, 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 wah.
They're like totally closed, so, shop gone, you know what I mean?
He's going to pleasure himself the car wash, and it wasn't that exciting.
It wasn't exciting.
He had to call that off, and then he went to go get donuts, and that was closed. And...
Exactly.
I'm all for two. I'm all for two. Fuck.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a bad day. That was just last week. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, sorry. You brought it up, car wash.
I love the car wash. I love that song.
I know. I bet you do.
Yeah, the terrible thing is I'm looking more and more like the owner, you know what I mean? That's the bad part.
Yeah, I'll have to see if that's on Netflix or something. I don't remember seeing this movie.
You know, I used to look like all the dudes at the car wash, kind of like, you know, a hippie, hippie kind of crazy-looking guy.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking more and more like the old fat guy owner. So.
Yeah. Yeah, amen to that.
That's the sad part, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Car wash.
Car wash. Well.
So, anyway. I hope, you know, you get over your anger issues here.
I will. No, I just, you know, it's the holidays. You know, I just get fired up a little. You know.
All right, well.
You've never had anyone you didn't like. Okay.
I didn't say that. You're saying that. I said
I can name off some people you don't like, but I'm not going to waste my time doing it.
Well, one of them's your friend, so there you go.
Yeah, I know. Well, you hate. I know you hate everyone I like, so I don't care. I don't care.
Well, I think he's on. He's on your hate list now too. It was your.
Yeah, that's true. So
it's not just you. Just don't hate him. I hate him as well. So
yeah. Hey, Uncle Miles has to wrap the show up tonight. So
oh, no problem. We're getting wrapped up here. If anybody wants to send you some relaxation tapes, where can they do that at?
You probably find me up on Facebook and Twitter. And
all right. Well, there you go, Miles Title.
Stuff like that. Miles Title and stuff like that.
There you go. At the car wash.
Peace out. Oh, man.